There's Mike outside the door.
I know.
He's here with Max from Windy City Rooter. He's the most nervous sales guy in the world. When Max comes in here, I'm going to be just a jerk to him and then just watch Mike freak out. It's not yet. Just get out, Mike. Mike, get out.
Not yet.
We call him Nervous Nelly. Mike is the most nervous sales guy of all the people that work here. He is just so. So I'm going to work out with Max that we have like a fight on the air. Mike can't hear me now.
Yeah.
And we have a fight. And Max is like, I'm not advertising anymore. F you guys. And I'm going to work that out with Max. And then we're going to. Mike will be listening. He'll freak out.
Okay.
Mike is the sales guy. Like, I'll be at a remote and I'll call him and I'll go, hey, I'll see you at my remote at 2 today. He's like, what are you talking about? It's at noon. I'll be like, what? No, isn't it at 2? I'm going to get there at 2. Or, you know, so anyway, Max is coming in. We'll have a fight. Ask a Plumber is on the way in just a couple of minutes.
That is the 95 Will Rock Rock Report, thanks to Windy City Rooter. They drain your pipes, not your wallet.
The Will Rock Rock Report, daily at 8:20, 12:20, and 4:20.
Nah, I'm just saying you don't come in here and tell me how to do radio. I know more about radio. I know more about plumbing than
you
know about radio.
Dude, I forgot more about plumbing than you ever
Any more. What do you mean you're not going to advertise? Your business is going to go,
You guys have a nice freaking day.
Then get out. Then get out.
I'm out.
Idiot. You're an idiot.
What did you just do?
You're just trying to tell me how to do my business, and I'm not going to. All right, come back in, Max. That was good. That was some acting right there.
That's good.
You know, Mike, if you walked out into the conference room where he is now, there's literally kittens running around now because they're dropping out of his ass. So. Welcome to the show, Max from Windy City Rooter. They drain your pipes, not your wallet. Also a master thespian, a very good actor.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Looking for the Academy Award winner, Don. So
I like messing with Mike. He's the most, but if I was buying ads on this station, I think I would want him as a sales guy because he is so nervous and he wants to make sure everything's right for his clients.
Dude, he was the guy that like made everything right for me when I first started, before I even contemplated advertising with you guys. I called him for advertisement for my wife's little store.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you got a voice for radio.
Yeah, your ads are good. I know your ads.
Dude. Me and Wolfman Jack. Yeah,
you're
right.
One of those people where people are like, I want to see the face with the voice. You look, though, exactly like you would think you would look.
I love it.
Yeah, whereas I'm supposed to be like a little round fat guy.
That's what you are.
Thanks, Stina. Mira.
Not really, but you know what I mean.
You're a little round fat guy. But Mike is like nervous and all that.
That's nervous,
Mike.
He is the
most nervous
guy
going.
He's the reason I'm here. You know what I mean? I was getting advertisements for my wife's boutique store, and he ran a couple of ads, and here I am 8 years later.
It works. You've been advertising with us for 8 years because it works, right?
Dude, people that think they can get on the radio and it works in a month, it's not happening.
You got to stay long.
Longevity,
so he's like, oh, I bought 3 commercials and 500 people didn't show up. No, you got to stay on.
I didn't get any calls. I didn't get any work.
You've been on 8 years. You stay on consistently.
It's consistency. You got to stay on.
People always say his commercial to me, too. They know it. It's
like
a staple.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
Yeah, you really are. So is Stino.
Say the line. We drain your pipes, not your wall.
There it is.